Hi, brethren in Christ. This morning I would like to talk about how important and practical the domestic church here and the needs to make our families a domestic church. Yeah. So in the today's gospel, Jesus is talking about the parables, that is about the mystery of the church. Yeah. So the church is from the beginning, it's like a small, like a small city, sowed in the field and became a luxury, and the birds of the air can come and to dwell in it. So it's the image of the church here. Yeah. The church is begun from the beginning. It's with a handful of the unlearned men and fishermen. Yeah. And step by step, the church spread throughout the whole world. And all classes of people and persons and was incorporated into the church. So even the kings and queens, they receive the blessing from the church before their coronation, the royal coronation. The Pope will bless them. Yeah. So that the grace, like a glory and triumph of the church. Yeah. And also the church, the church gave to the world so many good things. Yeah, like the treasure of art and music and painting, and knowledge and sciences, yeah. And especially so many saintly men and women, yeah. So many great saints in the church, yeah. It's a source of wisdom, yeah, to the people of all times, yeah. But the triumph and the victory of the church is a thing that the devil, he was very envious about the triumph and the glory of the church, the success of the church, yeah. So that is why this year it always try the best they can, like to minimize, to destroy, to prevent, and to suppress the spreading of the church throughout all the world. Yeah. And it's like in the gospel, Jesus Christ, he foretold, like when the Son of Man comes, whether he find the faith on earth. Yeah. So our Lord knows beforehand the course of the history, and by the time more and more people will lose their faith. Yeah. And also our Blessed Mother, her message as Fatima also mentioned, yeah, they mentioned about the coming apostasy, yeah. And there will be a time like the faithful will look for the pastor in vain, yeah. So with all of that and looking at what happened to the church from the Second Vatican Council, we see and we witness something is very true, yeah. It fulfills all what our Lord says about before his coming, whether he finds faith on earth, and about the apostasy our Blessed Mother mentioned at Fatima, and also Saint Paul, yeah, especially Saint Paul, also in his second letter to the to the Thessalonians, he said about an apostasy, a revolt, when happens before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. So with the appearance of the Vatican II Church, we see something very like a prophetic message has been fulfilled. Yeah. So on the Vatican II Church, they no longer preaching like the Catholic faith, yeah, traditional Catholic faith. And also together with the world, the power of the world, they spread the heresy, yeah, and something anti-Catholic, yeah. So, and they were very, very successful, yeah. Very successful, yeah. And they become, to make like the church, became like a, like eclipse here. It's not clear here. The people are rarely to hear the voice of truth here, the voice of the church. But if we hear the voice of the stranger, or the people who do not preach the truth, and they were so successful that until now they can make the people, can set a new standard to be a good Catholic, you know. So in this time, there's no good Catholic without support abortion and same-sex marriage and like a transgenderism and everything here. And you know what happening here. So it's very, very anti-Catholic and anti our faith, the Christian faith here. So in this time, they setting a new standard here for the people. What is good and what is evil? Totally different with the standard given to us by Christ and His church here. So it's very challenging to us to live our faith here. And you know, our faith, like our church here, the St. Michael Church, and many other groups were labeled as a hateful group. Yeah. You may know about that. A hateful group, yeah. And narrow-minded Catholic group, something like that. Very negative. Yeah. They're talking about us here, yeah, the people like us here. Yeah. And they want to suppress here. Yeah. They suppress here. Yeah. Yeah. To the group to narrow their influence in the society, so that a thing they try to bring individual and even the whole group to the trial, to the court, because they're talking some ideology and something that is hurtful and insulted to the people, so that's the reality in this time, So that is why to be like a publicly to talk about our Catholic faith and as a personal and a group, as a church, is something difficult. So that is why the most practical and important to be in the families, to make each our families becomes a domestic church. So there in the family is a place where our Catholic, the traditional Catholic faith is maintained and lived and transmitted to the next generation. That's the most possible and feasible for us in this time. And so to make the families become a domestic church, so it should be the place for worship, for worship of God. So try to practice like as often as we can, or even once a week, like a family prayer. Family prayer, the whole family pray together. And there's some time also to study catechism. So each week, like a lesson of the catechism should be read for the whole family. One of the members of the children in the family can read the catechism for the whole family, listen to it. You know, you study the catechism in the class, in the school, but it's not enough. You know it, but you forget it. So it's, you remember, you forget to remember, and forget several times, so that you may remember and never forget. So keep studying and listening and reading catechism on the personal levels and reading in the families. So only by doing that, we can protect ourselves. And even when we withdraw to the families, the devil does not let it alone. They try to destroy the family also. You see, they want to redefine the family. So that to make the family not a good environment for the education of children. That's the thing. So it's very important. Like in this time, our Lord said about the mystery of the church, spreading, becoming a luxury, And again, the church reduced to small. Like from the beginning, the first 3 centuries, the church also is domestic church because of persecution. So the domestic church in the first 3 centuries. So in this time, we return to like the early time of the church, like a domestic church, the true Catholic should make their families become a domestic church to maintain, to keep, and to practice the true Catholic faith. Yeah. So my Lord and my Blessed Mother pray for us. Yeah. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.